starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang kababayang si Sir Leo Bilog na may funeral home sa Melbourne. Kamusta po, Sir Leo?
Mabuti naman.
Kailan po ba nagsimula itong funeral home ninyo sa Melbourne?
Nagsimula kami 5 years ago, year 2020, January.
Ikwento niyo po sa amin, bakit ito po ang naisip ninyong umpisahan?
Funeral parlor na ito ay matagal na namin balak. Dahil being from a funeral director's family in the Philippines, may business na kami na funeral parlor sa Philippines as far back as 1988. Ito yung balak namin sa Australia. We are in partnership with my brother-in-law who owns a lot of branches of San Fernando Funerals in Manila, Southern Luzon, a branch in Cebu, and Marinduque, Lapan, Mindoro. I mean, kung mag-retire na ako, I have plenty of time to look around, makakita ng proper place para ma-establish namin itong aming funeral parlor na ito sa Melbourne.
Ano po ba yung tamang property?
Kinakailangan meron kang sariling parking, sariling building, at nandoon lahat yung mga mortuary, sariling garage. Yung parking is one of the most important na requirement kung magtatayo ka ng ganitong business dito.
Magkano po ang kapital nung sinet up nyo po ito? And did you have to take out a loan?
Kapital ay depende sa laki ng building mo at saka sa property na binili mo. Pero nung mabili namin itong property na ito, ay that was 13 years ago, yung lupa, yung block of land na pinagtayuan itong funeral parlor. Yung building, we signed the contract to build the funeral parlor nung 2018. Panahon na yon, Joe, mababa pa ang presyo. Pero pagkatapos ng COVID, biglang nagtaasan ng materials. Nung ipa-appraise namin to, 3 times na ang itinaas ng value ng lahat. Mga around 10 million. $8 million. Kinakailangan bumili ka pa ng hearse, equipment mong sa loob noon. Sa ngayon eh, ang aming operations, meron kaming live streaming.
Based on your estimates lang, range lang naman po.
Approximately, yung puhunan, 3 to 4 million at that time.
Pero did you have to take out a loan?
Funeral business, ang mga banks not interested in giving a loan. Dahil business, very specialized business. Kung ipagbili, wala agad bibili unless they are funeral parlor operators as well. Hindi ito katulad ng bahay na kahit sino pwedeng bumili. Pero ito, kung ipagbibili mo, kinakailangan yung bibili din to yung mga may funeral business, mga ganon. At this is a very specialized sort of business. Kaya yung mga banks, they are not really interested in giving a loan.
Paano ba naiiba ang serbisyong Pilipino? Hindi para sa Aussie okay. Ways, patungkol okay. Sa funeral home.
Mahirap ikumpara. Ang Filipino rights, so many things involved sa service. Dahil very particular tayo dun sa mga Christian symbolic way of honoring our dead. Placing of the pall, lighting of the Paschal candle. Sa Aussie, wala noon. Just straightforward mas sila. Pag-uusapan naman natin eh, yung mga Baptist na Filipinos dito sa Australia and Baptist na Australian way of funeral service, they are almost the same. Sa Catholic lang nagkakaiba. And besides, tayong mga Pilipino, tradisyon natin sa Pilipinas, nadadala pa rin natin dito. Ang masasabi ko, being a Filipino funeral director, they are comfortable going with us dahil we understand the tradition of Filipino way of funeral service. Pag sinabi namin na ang viewing natin, I will start at 6 at matatapos 9 o'clock. Darating sila 5:30. Sasabihin nila, oops, 9 o'clock na pala. Tapos na ito dapat. Pero bago sila makalabas ng funeral parlor, It's already 9:30, pero we tolerate it because we are all Filipinos.
Let's talk about insurances and permits.
Napakaraming permits. Mga insurance ang kailangan mo dito. I-insured mong building, mga hearses, contents, malaki yung mga puhunan mo sa mga caskets at coffins. Kinakailangan naka-insured lahat yon. At ang amount ng insurance is, it really take a bite in our operations. Tungkol naman sa no, permits, meron kang permit na kukunin yung disposing of mga fluids na ginagamit mo sa embalming. Permit ka din yung building occupants permit din to start the operation. Kinakailangan yung mga magtatrabaho mo na embalmer dito, they must be recognized by the funeral director of Australia's embalming association. Permit insurance para sa work safe sa lahat ng mga tao na pumupunta dito at nagtatrabaho dito ay protected pa rin ng insurance.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ano po ang risks kapag ganitong uri ng negosyo ang pinasok?
Ang risk nito, the first 3 or 4 years of operation, kailangan talaga magtitiyaga ka dahil you're still not well known in the community, whether it's Australian community, Filipino community, or other communities. Napakalaking risk noon. Kung meron kang mga loans or mga binabayaran na ano, maaaring within 1 to 3 years, pag hindi ka nag-take off agad, maaaring mabankrupt. Pagka nakalampas ka do sa period na yon, unti-unti ka nang nakikilala sa community, they will come to you if you are doing a very good service to the community and not only Filipinos but others. Meron din kaming nasa service na ibang migrant communities dito.
Sir, sa repatriation.
Repatriation, that's a very good topic. Lang sa repatriation ay kung hindi maganda ang pagka-embalm ng body, there's always that something might go wrong. Kung risk sa repatriation ay yung process ng pag-pick up sa Pilipinas. Sometimes, nasa malalayong lugar mo dadalhin yung deceased person, itatravel mo ng malayo. Kaya kinakailangan kang another contact funeral parlor sa Pilipinas para pagdating sa i-rework nila. And dito sa Australia, napakaraming documents na kailangan. Kukuha ka ng permit sa Department of Health, it is okay to transport the human remains. Kinakailangan, meron certification na ang ikinamatay ng tao ay hindi communicable disease. Pangalawa, yung authorization ng mga members of the family, kinakailangan properly documented. About 10 pieces of documents ang kailangan mong isubmit sa Philippine Consulate here in Melbourne bago ka mabigyan na pwede mong ilabas ng bansa ang human remains ng isang tao. Kinakailangan yung deceased person ay hermetically sealed yung body niya. Hindi magli-leak yung any fluids or anything. Get everything standardized from Melbourne to Manila. Payment na average na charge namin ay mga around 16,000 to 17,000. Kasama na everything. Includes everything. Processing ng documents. Casket. Air freight, it all depends sa weight noong namatay. Pagka mabigat yung namatay, mas mahal ang bayad. Yun ang mga factors na nagdi-determine na ng aming repatriation cost. Usong-uso ang cremation for economic reasons. Grave alone is 10,900. Whereas, pag i-cremate yung isang tao, it will just cost the family around 1,200. Big difference, 60 to 70% of our funeral service here were cremations.
What does it take to be a good funeral director?
Para sa akin, you must be very honest dahil yung mga tao na ito ay pumupunta sa iyo. Now, wala silang kaalam-alam kung paano ang maglibing dito sa Australia. Pangalawa, you have to assure the family na you take all the responsibilities of doing those things. Lahat ng arrangements sa crematory, arrangements sa cemetery, paglalakad ng mga paperwork, bulaklak, and anything involved in the funeral, ginagawa ko yun. I-assume mo na lahat yung responsibility na yun para maiwasan yung kanilang additional work sa kanila dahil nagdadalamhati na nga sila, nawala na sila ng mahal sa buhay. Ma-fulfill mo yung expectations nila. Another thing, kinakailangan nila yung mga documentation, yung death certificate. Kinakailangan may bigay mo agad sa kanila yun dahil alam mo naman dito sa Australia, pag wala kang official document na galing sa government, napakahirap makipag-deal anything that involves the person's property. And
ano po ang final message ninyo, Sir Leo, sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or dun sa mga gustong magsimula ng kanilang negosyo?
Talagang napakalaki nung advantage nung matyaga yung tao. Maaring hindi lahat nang panahon kumikita siya. Merong panahon na talagang mahina ang kita. Persevere dahil darating at darating din ang panahon na unti-unti mo malalaman ng business, i-operate yung business with a profit.
Again, maraming salamat kay Sir Leo Bilog. Sa uulitin, sir.
Thank you anytime. Just give me a ring.
At tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.